You can sit in meditation and make the mind still and peaceful, so that we can refine our minds to become clear and bright. Our speech is already calm, and the act of sitting here is sila, morality. When we train the mind to be peaceful, it becomes samadhi, concentration, developing further into panya, wisdom. This is the cultivation of the mind towards purity and clarity. It is like the water we use. Water from wells, ponds, or underground sources must be pumped up and then filtered through coarse, medium, and fine filtration. If the water is already clear, the sediment within it will be minimal or almost completely clean. If there is very little sediment, filtering just once may be enough to make it drinkable, because it has already been naturally filtered through the earth. But in some places, water drawn from the ground contains rust and minerals, making it reddish. Even if we pump it up for 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, or even 24 hours, it remains red. Even after pumping for 7 days and 7 nights, the water is still red, because it has passed through mineral-rich rock underground. Therefore, it requires proper filtration systems, including aeration and special filtering, before it can be consumed. In desert regions where water is scarce, or on islands where water is salty, humans use their intelligence to separate substances, removing salt to obtain pure water that can be used and consumed freely for those with mindfulness and wisdom. Therefore, this process of filtering, just as we filter water, is like filtering the mind, filtering the heart, filtering our actions and speech. In essence, it is about the mind, having mindfulness to observe oneself. When we properly restrain our body and speech, it is called sila, morality. As for us today, sitting in meditation, we are already complete in moral conduct. We also offer sanghadana and offer robes for those who will be ordained in the Buddhist order, giving rise to the monastic community. Now we come to train ourselves, starting from our own mind, which is in its ordinary state. We usually follow our emotions and moods, whether liking or disliking. When we do not yet understand our mind, we simply follow it, and this brings about chaos in the world. In any society where we live, there will be unrest. For those who hold power and influence in society or in the world, there will be even more turmoil if they are not established in loving kindness and compassion. Actions taken without these qualities lead to harm and oppression, causing suffering to all people. But if we live together with kindness, through bodily actions, speech, and mind, showing goodwill, both in front of others and behind their backs, with sincere and wholesome intentions, then it is like clear and clean water, not muddy water. Such clarity brings trust and mutual confidence. Therefore, the Buddha taught us to train our body and speech at the beginning. In speech, we refrain from lying, from harsh words, from idle chatter and nonsense, and instead speak gently. This is part of moral conduct. Speech is also included in the Noble Eightfold Path called Samma Vaccha, right speech. We should reflect, what kind of speech is truly right? In this world, people criticize each other as part of worldly nature, and praise is also a part of the world. When we receive praise, we should have mindfulness. When we receive criticism, we should also have mindfulness. Because those people who speak that way are not firmly established in moral conduct. Now, when we live in this way, having mindfulness, How can we refine and purify our mind? The Buddha, being wise, taught us to practice generosity, moral conduct, and meditation. The benefits of this bring about happiness in the heart. We then examine and filter our actions before acting through the body, before speaking through speech, so that we do not harm others. Just as we do not like certain things, others do not like them either. Gentle speech is called sweet speech. Those who are wise know how to speak without harshness, speech that is truthful and not intended to hurt others. Even in the monastic discipline, it is stated that if a monk speaks in a way that causes hurt or division, it is an offense of paccitya, causing wholesome qualities to decline. Monks observe 227 precepts, including refraining from lying, divisive speech, harsh speech, and idle chatter. These are also included in the five precepts that we follow. In fact, the foundation of the 227 precepts is based on these five precepts. If we sincerely and strictly observe the five precepts, we can purify our mind through our bodily actions and speech. Even so, sometimes we still have likes and dislikes, and a sense of self arises. When the external sense objects, contacts, the internal sense bases, then a sense of self arises. This gives rise to attachment, preference, and aversion. Therefore, we must be careful with our speech and actions, because even a small word can wound someone's heart, leading to danger. It can escalate into harm or even violence, because people's minds today are more heated than before, less patient than before. External heat also affects the body, making it harder to maintain mindfulness and reducing the presence of loving kindness in the heart. Loving kindness is like water. If our mind is filled with compassion and kindness, cool and gentle, it is like a divine water within the heart, cool and peaceful. Those who come near can feel a sense of coolness in body and mind. Even just seeing it can bring about calmness and peace. When I was at Wat Nong Papong, as I walked towards the Kuti dwelling near Venerable Ajahn Chah's Kuti, I could feel the energy and presence of his loving kindness. When reaching beneath his Kuti, it felt even cooler at another level. If we walked there and when we bowed, a coolness would arise. One kind of coolness comes from the air, but another kind reaches into the heart, bringing about calmness and tranquility. It is similar to when we come into a forest environment. We feel that same quality. In such forests, which serve as places of practice for monks and laypeople, there is a naturally arising peaceful energy. Even just seeing or sensing the forest can bring calmness and serenity into our hearts. This is the nature of such energy. When we train and practice in this way, being mindful and careful, our practice gradually develops. The strength of faith in maintaining moral conduct grows, supporting the determination to purify the mind step by step. There arises stability and firmness in morality as a foundation, along with the happiness and contentment in the heart. As the Buddha said about the benefits of sila, moral conduct, silena sugatin, it brings happiness of mind, becoming a form of wealth, a noble treasure. Therefore, speech that is good is speech that is part of the Noble Eightfold Path. It is like clear water, like cool water. But speech that arises from anger is like hot water. The speech becomes heated, the body becomes heated, the speech becomes muddy, and the mind becomes clouded. It all originates from the mind. The mind is the chief, the leader, the most important thing. Therefore, we must develop and refine our practice step by step. From water that is not clean, we filter it to become clean through moral conduct. What do we use to filter water? We filter it with stones, with sand, coarse sand and fine sand, with carbon, with charcoal, with aeration. Gradually, the water becomes clear according to the level, until it can be consumed and drunk. But if our mind is very clouded and impure, it requires more time to filter. If our mind is only slightly clouded and generally clear, with just a little sediment, then we can understand the Dhamma easily. When we listen to the Buddha's teachings, we can understand, realize, and see the Dhamma. This is because our mind, like clear water, is already very pure, filled with loving kindness and compassion. This is why disciples in the time of the Buddha, both monks and lay people, could easily attain realization. But now it has been 2,569 years since the Buddha's Parinibbana. In this era, the quality of people's minds differs according to the accumulation of their past cultivation and merits. However, our faith passed down from our ancestors has not diminished. There is still faith in offering alms, faith in listening to the Dhamma, and faith in guiding children and descendants to ordain into the Buddhist order, thus continuing the lifespan of the Buddha's teachings. When parents, grandparents, and elders see with their own eyes the image of their children and descendants ordaining, it brings deep joy. It becomes great merit and wholesome goodness, leaving a lasting impression in the heart, an image of merit. This is the way to develop our mind to become more pure. When body, speech, and mind are calm, when the mind is still and clear, we will come to know and see the Dhamma. May all of you develop your minds according to the teachings and guidance of the Buddha, and you will gain a mind that is cool, peaceful, and happy, filled with loving kindness and compassion. And then those who come near you will also feel that coolness and happiness, experiencing peace of mind. May you grow in blessings.